It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
To some of our listeners, deadheading might recall Volkswagen vans packed with Grateful Dead fans touring the summer rock concert season of years past and present. For others, deadheading is a frequent summer chore that comes from touring the summer garden and seeing spent blossoms abounding, reseeding, and causing general untidiness in perennial beds and borders. The name itself sounds somewhat gruesome, but deadheading is a necessary part of gardening maintenance. Basically, it involves removing dead or spent blooms, and it's good for your garden in several ways. You see, plants, like most living things, have a basic goal in life, and that is to reproduce their own kind. Plants create flowers, which in turn create seeds, which in turn create more plants. Removal of the old tired flower changes your garden's appearance from ragtag to tidy as you clip, nip, or snip dead flowers and generally spruce up or shape up the plants. By taking off the spent flower heads, you can allow the plant to put its energy into strengthening the existing foliage area, making for bushier and fuller plants. You can also sometimes force a second blooming to follow in 4 to 6 weeks, depending on the type of plant you are deadheading. Deadheading rhizome and bulb plants before seed pods set on is especially important, as you are investing in the future blooms of the next season. Iris, tulips, and daffodils need to put energy into what's underground in order to ensure a beautiful show of blooms above ground the following spring. Another reason to deadhead has to do with controlling a takeover of your garden by more aggressive perennials like yarrow, flax, and several of the daisies. Left to their own devices, many plants will spread their seed over your entire planting area, turning it into a jungle of overgrowth in a few seasons. Though many invasives spread by root also, controlling the dispersal of seed will help immensely in keeping your garden looking the way you want. If you deadhead for seed control, be sure to collect the seemingly dead blooms and dispose of them away from your garden area. It's amazing how resilient these dried blooms are. I have an area where we throw clippings and garden waste, and this year it's sporting yellow marguerite daisies, pink hollyhocks, and several fans of discarded irises from last year's cleanup efforts. Some people think only perennials need deadheading, but many annuals, especially petunias, will produce better for you, with strong bushy foliage and an abundance of blooms, if you'll do some pinching back once a bloom fades. Deadheading is relatively easy to do, and it's a good primer in learning to prune, trim, and shape plants. Depending on the type of flower and stem, you can pinch by hand, cut back individually, or use a grass shear to give plants a floral haircut. It's hard to destroy a thriving plant by deadheading or trimming, so stand back and take a look at the long and leggy masses, and then keep in mind the shape you'd like things to be. Then go for it, trimming in layers if you feel especially timid. There are a few times when caution and study need to be taken. Usually in deadheading roses that have leaf joints and outward-facing stems to contend with. But more about that at a later date.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini, and it's produced by Brian Burrell. To hear more Growing on the High Plains, visit hppr.org.